say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday edition, Friday, May the 18th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next couple hours. You know, this is going to be a mishmash today. I got a lot of stuff to go into, and I know a lot of you guys are like this. You got some of those days where you're really up and you're really optimistic, and you actually win a battle here, you win a battle there, and then you got other days when you're just kind of down. And you think you're going to win something, and all of a sudden they're coming at you from 10 different directions. And this just seems to be one of those days. And hopefully, I'm going to open the phone lines up today. Maybe you guys can cheer me up. I don't know. But at any rate, let me make my announcements. And then I'm going to go into some news here that's a little bit depressing. But first of all, anybody that wants a copy of Freedom to Fascism, you want to email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Let's see, what's my next announcement here? Oh, yeah, I want to talk to you for a little bit about the pledge drive. As you know, us at the network, we have a pledge drive going, and first, I want to thank all of those people who have sent in their donations, and I'm going to announce today that we got a check for $200 from Cecile and Robert in Oregon. And Cecile and Robert, I want to thank you very, very much for sending that money in. And also, No Name in Hawaii sent in $60. And so I congratulate and thank No Name in Hawaii for sending in $60. However, I want to mention to you folks that you all know the story. You know that they got behind, and you know that they have some catching up to do, and there's an insurance settlement in the process. So I have to tell you, after I thank all of the listeners that sent in their donations, and some of them sent in some quite sizable donations, it wasn't enough. And so I'm going to ask you to please, by the way, I put a Band-Aid on it, okay? That's all I'm going to say. But I put a Band-Aid on what you guys didn't send in. So, with that, I want to mention, please get online, republicbroadcasting.org, and make a donation. Click on PayPal. Send as much as you can. For those of you who cannot afford it or looking to either pay your Social Security or get your Social Security to pay your prescriptions or your food, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about those people that are in business, the people that have a good income, that enjoy the value of the information that they get from this network. Make a donation. Click on PayPal at republicbroadcasting.org. Send in some money, okay? Send your donations to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can give us a call at 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Make their day. Make a donation. Make yourselves feel good, folks. It feels good when you contribute to something that is of value. And believe me, Republic Broadcasting Network is of value. Another quick note. I wanted to give you an update on my situation. I've been taking this product from Lametco now for, it's a week today, and I'm about, I believe, 7 pounds lighter. I have a lot more energy, although I'm not real, real positive today. Maybe you guys, as I said, can help me out with that by calling in and cheering me up. But at any rate, I would suggest you give these people a call, because this product that I'm taking not only just drops the weight off in a hurry, but it also boosts your immune system up for all these poisons that they're giving to us by way of chemtrails and so forth. We'll be back in a few. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 800-933-2565. Tell them 007 told you to call. That's me. Ask them about their products. They're good. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog of The American Awakening. Stick with me.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, at least temporarily until we find a new building to move. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, there's some times when you really, really feel good and you feel like you're making some progress, and there's other times that you don't feel so good, and that's one of those days. I'm going to open the phone lines today. You guys can call me up, cheer me up, or demoralize me, whichever you want to do, at 800-313-9443. I'm going to get into some news today. I don't have any guests today. I do have some interesting people coming up next week. I was able to get a hold of a lady that is an expert on the Codex issue, and I promised you guys that I'd have some information and an interview for you before this deadline ran out, which I believe is on the 29th. Anybody wanting to voice their opposition to this Codex Alimentarius debacle. And so I've got a guest that I'm scheduling for next week on that issue. But I want to read some emails to you that I got that really kind of aggravate the heck out of me. They demoralize me to a degree, and it just shows me that it doesn't matter how hard we work, folks, we've got to work harder. We've got to continue to be out there waking people up. We've got to continue to be on those phones and calling our senators and congressmen about the hate crimes bill. We've got to continue. I mean, I'm going to talk about Ron Paul today and what's going on with that issue, but let me take a couple of minutes here and read some emails to you. Here's another one that just popped up that really just rags me big time. It said, and now get this if you haven't already heard it, and I don't think you have because this just came in this morning late. Ted Kennedy just announced that a deal has been struck between the White House, Democrats, and Republicans on the amnesty bill. This behind-closed-doors bill clearly is an amnesty bill. 12 million, and we all know it's closer to 30, maybe 40 million, 12 million illegals will gain immediate legal status, rights, and benefits, and a path to citizenship. Even worse, this backroom deal means no public debate. The Senate will vote on amnesty by next Friday. Now, let's be clear. They are rushing this through without committee deliberations or the normal 2 to 3 week time for debate in an attempt to avoid public discussion and grassroots pressure. This is outrageous, folks. And again, here's another one of those things. Let your fingers do the walking, guys. Okay, it's up to us again. We do such a great job. You know, this battle that we went through of Ron Paul almost not getting into the Fox debates until we, several groups like the people at RBN, the American Freedom to Fascism group, we lambasted these people with phone calls, and Ron got to participate in those debates. Now, I'm going to get into that in a little while here because that battle isn't over either. Okay, but let me continue with this. It says, urgent action is needed today. The Senate must feel the heat from grassroots citizens. We want to flood the Senate with faxes. Stopping amnesty is going to be a numbers game. We must have 41 votes to stop amnesty in the Senate. We have identified a list of key senators that can stop amnesty. Our system will send your fax to every one of those senators right now, or choose to fax every senator. Now, let's see. What does it say? Oh, if you want to send your own faxes, we have posted all the fax numbers on the site. Now, how am I going to give you this site? Now, wait, let's not do this. Here's the key senators, okay, that we need to get a hold of, folks. Majority Leader, get your pen and paper. I'll give you a second to do that, but we've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, okay? I'm going to give these out so you guys can get on the phone, do your walking, and let's make some noise. Majority Leader Harry Reid, area code 202-224-5556. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, 202-224-3135. Arlen Specter, 202-224-4254. Senator Mel Martinez at 202-224-3041. Senator Lindsey Graham at 202-224-5972. Our buddy John McCain at 202-224-2235. And the Majority Whip Leader Trent Lott at 202-224-2708. Now, if you didn't get any of those numbers, folks, you can send me an email at discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R 12000 at yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to give those to you again via email. We need to deliver at least 600,000 petitions next week to the Senate, but we need your help. So forward, and it says forward this link. This link is too long for me to go into, so just drop me an email, folks. Again, that's discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R 12000 at yahoo.com. And then there's a P.S. here. It says, the only reason they are rushing this bill through is because of the overwhelming grassroots opposition they left last year. We must do more this year. So please double whatever you did last year. Only grassroots citizens can stop amnesty. So that's that one. That puts you in a good mood, doesn't it? Here's another one. This one is... Family claims cervical cancer vaccine caused paralysis. The health department disputes that determination. 14-year-old Jessica Vega went into the emergency room at Renown Regency Medical Center in Reno on Thursday night when she couldn't move her legs and her arms felt weak. Her legs are paralyzed, her arms are affected. She is very weak in her arms, said Tandra Vies, a family friend. She has to use a walker. Even with that, she can't get to the bathroom. She can't stand up at all. Vies said the girl had been determined by her doctor to have Guillain-Barré syndrome, an acute autoimmune condition that can lead to paralysis. The girl, whose mother, Rhonda Vega, is a full-time teacher's aide at Carson Valley Middle School, received her first booster shot of the cervical cancer prevention vaccine Gardasil on May the 2nd. According to her neurologist, that's what caused this, said Vies. National State Health Officer Dr. Bradford Lee said the websites the Nevada State Health Department checks don't list the girl's symptoms as a side effect. We are aware of a report of the alleged side effect, said Lee, based on the CDC's site and the manufacturer's site. This is not a side effect of the vaccine. Bees said the girl has been determined by her doctor to have Guillain-Barre syndrome, an acute autoimmune condition that leads to paralysis. Bees said the girl is being moved to a rehabilitation center on Tuesday. Thankfully, since Thursday, it doesn't appear to be ending up in her respiratory system, although she's getting weaker, Bees said. They were going to let her go home, but now she's not. I think they expect her to be in rehabilitation for a month or so. You know, these reports, I'm not even going to read the rest of it, folks, but these reports are coming in all over the place for these girls between the ages of 9 and 12 that are duped by some of these commercials, of which I'm sure you've seen on television, which make it, they glorify going in and taking this vaccine for the HPV virus, which has a live cancer virus in it. It just makes me sick. Sometimes I just want to, well, never mind. Okay, switching gears here. Now, I told you the other day I'm going to talk about Ron Paul. Well, we got George in Florida first, who's going to cheer me up. Let's go to George first. George, you with me?
Yes.
How are you?
I just like to say the first question that Ron Paul answered in that debate, the moderator was asking, 70% of the Republicans are for the war, and only 30% are against.
Mm-hmm.
It said, "Why?" And you're the only anti-war candidate. Ron Paul's answer was, the base has shrunk, and the Republican base has shrunk, and that 70% of the people, American people, want out of this conflict.
Right.
And you're looking at this amnesty bill, the base now just withered. And you're looking at, not only are you looking at that, during that debate, and Ron Paul's answer was vindicated. When you've seen the top three so-called chosen contenders or selected sitting there trying to answer softball questions, and they couldn't even give a straight answer to the public.
Yeah, I know. It's sickening. And it's funny you brought that up, George, because I was just about ready to get into what's going on right now with the slams on Ron Paul, and it's sickening. And you know, I get on this broadcast daily, and I know you're a listener, George, and you're also a contributor, and I appreciate that. And I do my best to be positive about this stuff, and we win a battle here and a battle there, but it seems like every time we win one, they throw 10 more at us. You know, and here they are. They're in a situation right now where the Republican Party's trying to get him thrown out as a candidate. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, I agree with you. What else you got?
Well, the thing is like when at our GOP local events, we're going to have to shout them down if they decline to allow anything substance of Ron Paul into the process at the local level.
Yeah, and that's what I'm asking all the listeners to do, because I'm about ready to read another email that I got from a listener yesterday, Joey in Arizona, stay online. I'll read it for you, George, okay? It says, Michael, if you have not heard, the Republican National Committee is trying to remove Ron Paul from the debates. Alex Jones and Aaron Russo are asking that we call the Republican National Convention at 1-202-863-8500 and ask them not to remove Ron from the debates. It is of the utmost that many of us do as much as possible to keep calling the RNC. Tell them they are finished if they do this, and we will not vote Republican again, and will also leave the party. There is also a man in Michigan trying to get a petition out to stop Ron Paul from being in future debates. Thanks, Joy. And again, I called that number today, George, the 202 number, 863-8500, and of course you get a nice polite little message. You're not going to get anybody to answer the phone, but I'm asking all my listeners out there to get on the phone, call this up, and just lambaste them with messages, okay, because this is absolutely outrageous. We've got a guy in there that's probably our greatest hope, well, it is our only hope, really, okay, to do something about the downturn of this country, and they're trying to get rid of him. What does that say for Fox News and the rest of these clowns? We'll go to a break. You want me to hold you over, George?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll see you in three. I got some more for you. Hopefully you can cheer me up.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got a short segment coming up. Still got George on the line?
Yeah.
All right. What are you? Are you out campaigning for Ron Paul, George?
Yes, I am. I'm going to try send some money to like Republic. Send some more money to Republic, and I'm going to ask people that you know, like any inventory in your store or anything, to come up with the perfect 1 hour Ron Paul infomercial.
Oh, that'd be great, you know. And I'll tell you, on the subject of sending money, and George, I know you've sent money. You've sent a sizable amount of money in. And I tell you, you know, I'm happy. I am so happy with listeners like you. You know, you show me that it's worth doing. But there's other listeners out there that listen and don't do anything. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, George, I put a Band-Aid on it, okay? We're not going anywhere. Republic Broadcasting is not going anywhere. I had a lot of confidence in my listeners, and a lot of you guys have really come up and stepped up to the plate, but there are some of you out there that I'm really disappointed in. And it's those people I'm talking to. I want to see those numbers come up. I want to see these bills get paid up, okay? Because, yeah, hey, you know what? We're making progress. We're getting them paid, but we need support, folks. We need your help. If you know, continue this valuable information, come out. We need your help. That's all there is to it. Yeah, George. All right, you're campaigning down in Florida.
Yes, and you know the thing is, I had a piece of mail brought in from the RNC
mm-hmm.
with a little survey wanting money, and I put in there Ron Paul, 44th President of the United States. Pack up your bags. you know, pack up the bags. You're leaving the RNC.
Well, at any rate, listen, I'll tell you what. I've got a couple of articles here I'm going to read about Ron Paul, some of the stuff that's going on here. And this is why we need to keep this fight going, because he is our only hope. You know, he can get this thing turned around, but it's a fight just to keep him in it, because all of these neocons in there, like at Fox, are doing everything they can do to get rid of him. Anyway, appreciate the call. Let me get back to this article, George. And thank you again for your donations. I strongly appreciate it, okay? Are you there, George? George left. Okay. Okay. Listen to this, guys. Some of you may have heard this, some of you not, but I'm going to read it anyway, because this is the things, this is what sickens me here. Here's an article by Paul Joseph Watson. Fox News had an explanation for why Ron Paul did so well in their poll, even after the deliberate smear job that constituted their presidential debate. Online activists were skewing the numbers. Tell me, how do you skew numbers on when it's a text message? You know, I was going to text message off of my phone, my cell phone, and I couldn't even do it because I think it had to be an AT&T phone. I don't know. All I know is they didn't do any internet voting poll. Fox News only did it on the text message. And because it didn't come out the way they wanted it to come out, now they're saying that somehow the numbers were skewed. Well, excuse me, but Mr. Ron Paul doesn't have anywhere near the... hold on a second. I'm reading something here. See how much the support the candidate has. Right. Yeah, I agree with you. See, yeah, isn't that the point? See how much support the candidate has. Fox News is saying that they're skewing the numbers, yet Ron Paul, the support is there. Okay, all of these other people are much, much better funded candidates than Ron Paul is, yet he's winning the polls, and then Fox has the audacity to try to spin this? Anyway, let me continue here. As this says, there's only one problem with the claim. The poll was by text message only, and no online votes were taken. It seems that the neocons, who are hell-bent on destroying anyone other than their neo-lib icon Hillary Clinton, for whom Fox owner Rupert Murdoch regularly throws fundraisers and will go to any lengths to try to dismiss the massive wave of popular support for Ron Paul, including by lying outright in claiming internet votes swung the vote for Paul when no internet votes were even taken. You see the lengths that they go to here? This moron also states that Romney won the MSNBC poll after the first debate. And that's another total lie. Ron Paul won it hands down. I was online and I looked at the voting poll. Neocon blog sites like Little Green Footballs are now removing Ron Paul from their polls because too many people are voting for him. This is not a result of one person voting multiple times, as in all the online polls, only one voter per IP address is allowed. But the operators of the site simply don't like Ron Paul and have chosen to ignore reality and pretend that he doesn't exist. Now, I went into vote.com, folks, and I looked at the online voting polls, and Ron Paul had 62% of the vote. That was day before yesterday, I believe. Hillbilly heroin-popping walrus Rush Limbaugh also accused Ron Paul's supporters of spamming online polls on his radio show. These people do not seem to be able to grasp the meaning of the term IP address and how online polls are designed to block multiple votes from one person. Here's a news flash to all you chicken hawk fake conservatives. Political campaigns and elections are about people getting involved and having their voices heard. This is called the, quote, democratic process, unquote. More individuals are motivated to vote for Ron Paul over establishment bootlickers like Romney and Giuliani because Ron Paul actually stands for something and represents the majority view of the people living in the United States. Hello? This is not cheating or skewing the vote. It's a reflection of popular opinion. And just because it feels good for you to ignore that fact, God forbid it pop your phony little neocon bubble, doesn't mean it's not the truth. Ron Paul clearly won the debate and heads up every poll taken other than Fox News' suspicious closed-door three-hour text message, which I think only they could do on AT&T, folks. It was only a charade in which Paul came in second behind Mitt Romney after a mysterious sudden swing in the last 20 minutes. And for all of you guys out there that watched that debate, you know what I'm talking about, because when it started, Ron Paul was at 30%, Mitt Romney was at 27%. Okay, and I watched them go through that while they were interviewing the candidates one by one, and I'm talking about Hannity and Combs. We'll be back in three. I'm not done with this rant. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'll be back in a bit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back. My Dixie Chicks are back. Yay. That puts me in a little bit better mood. Anyway, the numbers, the call-in number's open. Call in if you got a question or a complaint or you want to cheer me up, 800-313-9443. You know, it just tells you guys, I mean, you know, for those of the mainstream dumbed-down, you know, the listeners to Fox News and MSNBC, if they don't, well, they don't have a clue, but you know, you guys know, we're in an info war here. We're behind the scenes, and we're fighting for our lives here. We're fighting to get our candidate heard. And the more he gets on those debates and the more he continues to do, to come up with the numbers that he's coming up with, okay, the more it is going to wake these people up. Now, talking about the polls, the latest poll on vote.com has Ron Paul getting 57% of the votes. The next one in line is the liar Giuliani with 17%. And Mitt Romney, cutesy boy, has got 13%. Now, that is in the Vote.com poll. Another poll, WorldNet Daily poll, has Ron Paul at 32%. Next was Tom Tancredo at 28.15%. And then Mitt Romney was third with 12.30%. And our buddy Rudy was at 10.21%. And, you know, on the subject of Rudy, doesn't that guy just make you sick? On that debate the other night when he's calling, he has the audacity to call out Ron Paul by virtue of the fact that the reason why the quote Muslim extremists attacked us is because we've been bombing Iraq for 10 years. Now, that's not quite accurate. But for Rudy Giuliani to stand up there and have the audacity, okay, to martyr himself by he walked through that terror attack and he's got the experience, blah, 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 after being a former prosecutor and literally hiding the evidence of the collapsed buildings by shipping off the steel before anybody could investigate it. Doesn't that just make you sick? It makes me sick, folks. Okay, let's see. Both ABC News and MSNBC show Paul trouncing his rivals again, despite Fox News' best efforts to shoot him down last night. Ron Paul is made of sterner stuff, and this snowball is only getting bigger. We've got to keep him in there because they're trying to kick him out. The Republican National Convention Committee is trying to get him out of these debates, and they're scared to death, folks. Keep up the fight. Now, here's another one. Here's another sickening. Now, you can see why I'm in a bad mood today. Listen to this. This just, I can't believe this. Here's a talk show bans the mention of Ron Paul. Suggested that Paul supporters need a 1,500 signature petition to get him back on the air. Local radio station talk show host Mike Shannon and Scott Parks have decided to censor stories concerning 2008 presidential candidate Dr. Ron Paul. On the air this afternoon, the pair suggested that they would require a 1,500 signature petition to be hand-delivered to their studio for them to lift the ban on Dr. Paul. They started by mentioning a somewhat threatening email they received from an individual in Virginia. This email suggested that they cover Ron Paul or else risk the wrath of angry Paul supporters. They probably made up the email. Each time they mentioned his name on the air, it was bleeped out as if it were a curse word. At one point, they snickered to each other when one of them mentioned Ron Paul's name and the name was not censored as they accidentally let it slip. They attempted to marginalize Dr. Paul by implying that there is only a small, radical group of Dr. Paul supporters, and his supporters are basically akin to tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. Excuse me? A small, radical group? He's winning every poll. Who are these people? Where do they find these guys? The host then went on to suggest that a petition be started, one which would require 1,500 handwritten signatures of Dr. Paul's backers and was limited geographically to just the Kansas City metro area. Yeah, probably because they don't have 1,500 listeners in all of the state of Missouri or Kansas. They suggested that they would need to scrutinize the handwriting to verify that the signatures are real, implying that signatures would need to be forged to reach the 1,500 goal. Shannon suggested that the signatures should be delivered in person to their Westwood One studios, to which Parks suggested that maybe they should just mail them in because Dr. Paul's fan base are nuts. No, Dr. Paul's fan base are right on. We're real, we have the reality in hand, and we know what's really going on, don't we, guys? The Shannon and Parks radio show airs weekday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on KMBZ. The pair are known locally as being conservative in their views, and so is KMBZ, as evidenced by their mostly conservative lineup of programs. According to Wikipedia, the station now carries Limbaugh's nationally syndicated show, along with those of Bill O'Reilly and Neil Bortz and Mark Levin, as well as local hosts like Mike Shannon and Scott Parks and Darla Jay. Rush Limbaugh got his start in political commentary on the station in 1993. Well, let's see. Have we got a caller here? Is that John?
Absolutely. Ron Paul for president.
Thank you, buddy.
I send out about 20 letters a week.
Uh-huh.
And on the front of those letters, that's exactly what it says. vote for Congressman Ron Paul.
Now, you send these out to everybody that you have any business dealing with whatsoever.
I send them all over the U.S. to different people.
Yeah, you're my man. I'm telling
you. Here's the thing, though. I got another problem.
What's that?
The reason people are not supporting RBN.
Go ahead.
It's Babylonian, Greek, Roman invented Christians have been spiritually castrated.
Repeat that.
Babylonian.
Uh-huh.
In Greek, Roman invented Christians have been spiritually castrated.
Greek, Roman invented Christians.
Revelation 17:5-9.
Revelation 17:5-9.
Vote for Ron Paul.
Thank you for the call, buddy. Okay.
Praise Yahweh.
All right.
Hallelujah.
I'll look it up. Thank you so much. Let's go back to the article here. Well, that's nice. My cell phone's going off and I can't even find it. Better turn it off. All right, let's go. Shannon and Parks recently did a show on the air where they suggested, turn the page here, that there are no true conservatives in the field of Republican candidates. They went on to suggest that Fred Thompson should join the race. You know who Fred Thompson is? Fred Thompson's that actor who you see in all these conspiracy movies, you know, these government movies, and I can't even remember offhand how many I've seen him in. But here's another actor. And you know, the best actors, folks, are not... What in the world is going on here? I thought I was turning this off. Excuse me for the cell phone. I'm turning it off, guys. The best actors are not in Hollywood. The best actors are in Washington. That's why we have so many that come from the acting field in Hollywood and go into the political arena. For example, Ronald Reagan. Another good example is Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't all that good of an actor. He's getting better at it, though, now that he's a politician. Let's see. They went on to suggest that Fred Thompson should join the race because he could carry the conservative mantle like Ronald Reagan. Dr. Paul's name was never mentioned. In a 2005 op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal, conservative icon Rush Limbaugh outlined his views on what it means to be a conservative. Limbaugh says, "We are confident in our principles and energetic about openly advancing them. We believe in individual liberty, limited government, capitalism, the rule of law, faith, a colorblind society, and national security. We support school choice, enterprise zones, tax cuts, welfare reform, faith-based initiatives, political speech, homeowner rights, and the war on terrorism. And at our core, we embrace and celebrate the most magnificent governing document ever ratified by any nation, the U.S. Constitution." Who is this guy? Who is this guy? At the core, we embrace and celebrate the most magnificent governing document ever ratified by any nation, the U.S. Constitution, when George Bush has totally eviscerated it? I mean, how more blatantly obvious could it get that this guy is a highly paid shill? "Along with the Declaration of Independence, which recognizes our God-given natural right to be free, it is the foundation on which our government is built and has enabled us to flourish as a people." Oh, please. I thought I was getting better. I thought I was getting in a better mood, you know, but I'm about ready to go hurl. "With the exception of the war on terrorism and federally funded faith-based initiatives, Limbaugh's definition is almost point for point in line with Ron Paul's views and voting record. And these views are also very much like the views frequently espoused in the Shannon and Parks show, according to Ron Paul's official campaign site, ronpaul2008.com. Now listen closely. Here's his voting record, folks. He has never voted to raise taxes. He has never voted for an unbalanced budget. He has never voted for a federal restriction on gun ownership. He has never voted to raise congressional pay. He has never taken a government-paid junket. He has never voted to increase the power of the executive branch. He voted against the Patriot Act. He voted against regulating the Internet. He voted against the Iraq War. And Rush Limbaugh has the audacity to say something like that? And then they're trying to get him kicked out of the debates. What does it take to get these people to wake up? You know what we need to do, guys? All of us. All of us need to go out and just, you know, walk up and down the street and knock on the neighbor's door and say, "Hey, who are you voting for?" Okay? We need to wake these people up and make them realize that these clowns like Hannity and Combs and Limbaugh are doing nothing more than blowing smoke. Everything they say is in total conflict with what's actually going on. Now, all of these that he never voted for are easily verified by an examination of Dr. Paul's voting record and fit the ideals of classic conservative thought. So it becomes ironic and fascinating that the KMBZ radio show's hosts would choose to censor a candidate whose views are frequently similar to their own. And it is interesting that there are now attempts being made to censor Ron Paul from the debates, and that these attempts are being made by high-level members of the Republican Party. GOPAC Chair Michael Steele suggested on Fox News after the debate that the Republican Party should... What is that? it says should winnow, whatever that means. I'm assuming it means limit the field of candidates allowed in the debates to include only the major top-tier candidates. Well, if that's the case, then Ron Paul's got to stay in because he's the top-tier candidate. Fox News anchors made multiple suggestions that Paul's campaign was finished. The idea being perpetrated in the media is that Ron Paul is a fringe candidate. But these attempts to undermine Dr. Paul's strong grassroots support lie in a sharp contrast to the results of Fox News' text messaging poll. The poll asked viewers to text their favorite candidate. When Sean Hannity first announced the poll results, Ron Paul was at 30% and was in first place, followed closely by Mitt Romney. By the conclusion of the voting, Romney overtook Paul, and the final results were 29% for Romney and 25% for Paul. The results were quickly dismissed by the Fox analysts as a work of a small group of organized Paul supporters and that the results were not scientific. You see, if it doesn't come out in their favor, they've got to make something up. This is an online petition to sign that will be sent to GOPAC. Okay, you can go to this petition at www.petitiononline.com. Okay, and sign the petition to keep Paul in the debates. But here's an excerpt from the petition. William F. Buckley recently stated that the Republican Party's very existence is in danger. This new neocon attack on our electoral process is treasonous, and if not reversed, will cause a further mass exodus from the party. If you live in the Kansas City area, guys, start a petition. Get as many signatures as you can, and then mail it to KMBZ. Tell Mike Shannon and Scott Parks that they are wrong. And the address is KMBZ, 4935 Belinder Road. And that's B-E-L-I-N-D-E-R. Belinder Road, Westwood, Kansas, 66205. Now, that's one. How many in this stack do you want me to read? It appalls me. I can't believe that we've got a candidate. We've actually got some hope here. We've got a candidate that votes right. His voting record is pristine. His voting record is better, is more constitutional than any elected member of Congress or the Senate than I have ever seen. And so you have to ask yourself, guys, all right, why do they want him out so bad? I mean, doesn't that just speak volumes of what these people are really all about? These people are about communism. These people are about a new world order, and these people are about suppressing the truth. And Ron Paul is a shining light of hope. We've got to keep him in there. And I mean, it's our job, it's your job, to let your fingers do the walking. Let's go to Carol in Arkansas. Carol, you're on with Michael.
Good afternoon, Michael.
How are you?
I'm doing good, as you are. Pretty
yeah,
angry.
I'm demoralized, and I'm really upset today, so
well,
cheer me
I
up
am,
here.
I am too. Well, I would like to give a little background as to the pompous blowhard called Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, go for it, yeah.
Well, it so happens that I know some inside goodies about him on NAFTAGAT. You remember back when he had his nighttime television show, which was number one
in
ratings.
You know what?
Remember that?
Carol, not only did I watch that show, but I was so impressed with it because I was so dumbed down at the time that I did my own commercial for the business that I happened to be in, and I deliberately put it on his show. That's how impressed I was with him 10 years ago when I was stupid. Okay, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, he started out, I think really with intent to be truly conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you one thing that happened to him along the way and quite early on.
Oh, enlightenment.
And that
yes.
was when they were having the debate on NAFTA-GATT
okay.
in 92, maybe, 92, 93,
mm-hmm.
Because we had the conservative majority come in 94. Okay, there was a real push then, you know, to move the government back to where it had been, conservatively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But the NAFTA-GATT, according to Henry Kissinger, was intended to bring America down to a third world economy because she would not voluntarily go into a global or regional government unless she's broke.
Right.
And so he had made that comment. But Rush was, you know, promoting himself as the big conservative. Well, when this argument was going on in hot and heavy in Congress and they were having these committee hearings and debates on television and so forth, a friend of mine, Phyllis Schlafly, head of Eagle Forum,
mm-hmm. I know who
and
she is.
Another friend, Pat Buchanan, at the time, he well, a little bit later, ran as an independent for president, first for the Republican Party and then as the independent, which they swayed. And by the way, Ollie North is the one who threw that deal out in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But with the NAFTA-GATT, these two got together and they had a tell-all, reveal what NAFTA-GATT really was going to do to the United States.
Okay, Carol, stop. Let's stick with me. I'm going to hold you over. Okay, got to go to a break. We'll be back in three, and then you can finish up with this. Interesting. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my caller on the line, Carol. We'll see you in 3 minutes. Stick with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
right, we're back. Come a little bit closer and hear what Carol's got to say. We're talking about Rush Limbaugh and the NAFTA GATT thing. Go ahead, Carol.
Right. Well, anyway, I had, you know, I was closely associated with Phyllis and Pat and knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, they had gotten together and raised a whole lot of money to put an anti-NAFTA GATT ad on Rush's nighttime number one show.
Interesting. Go ahead.
And it was paid for. It was cut. It was to air. And about 30 minutes to an hour before the show ran, they were called and told that the ad had been cut. Zipped. Taken off. and so come to find out, Rush had been invited to the home of David Rockefeller.
Oh my
just,
God!
The night or so before that,
mm-hmm.
and of course, you know, he was advised where the cow was eating the cabbage, and that his number one rating and so forth could be, you know, not necessarily stay there, or he may not maintain his network standing, or he may not keep on his EIB da 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 because he was in their building, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well. Anyway, it was cut, and it had been paid for. It was a negative NAFTA GATT ad, and they control the media, and they control Mr. Limbaugh, and he has been in their corner ever since. And I can also tell you that Newt Gingrich, as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, is one of his fast friends, who is also a globalist, who has bad-mouthed Ron Paul and said that he doesn't have a chance and he's not going to be president and blah, 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 blah. Well, how does Mr. Gingrich know? He is inside friends.
Right. Yeah. They have their own financial interests. The sickening thing about it is these people that get up on mainstream and they have these followers of, you know, 10, 20, 30 million people that listen to their show, and they want, I mean, they're not Americans. Everything that they do is anti-American. But they come off on the premise that they are, you know, for the Constitution and so forth. Just what I read in this article about Rush Limbaugh. Everything he said in that article is totally opposite of what he really does.
Yes. And then you can say the same thing about Newt Gingrich. You don't need to listen to what he says. Look at how he voted and what he does, who he stands with, who his running buddies are. And of course, I can go back to Alvin and Heidi Toffler, two of the biggest communists in the country that wrote books, and he promoted their books, and he was a good friend and bragged about how he went to home at their home for dinner, etc. Well, I had breakfast with Newt, too, once, and I wasn't all that impressed. But nevertheless, I did call the RNC today and gave them a piece of my mind. I was a former member of the National Platform Committee. I've been a delegate to the convention,
mm-hmm.
And I did tell them, you know, they will not ever, well, I cut out sending to the RNC because I already had figured out back then, because there were some conservatives like Congressman David Funderburk from North Carolina, Bowie, North Carolina. He was a very good representative from that state, and I was giving two individual candidates that I knew were conservative. Well, that year, He had a wonderful voting record as far as we conservatives and Ron Paul's record. That's the way he voted. But the RNC would not give him matching money when he went to run for re-election. And guess what? They elected the Democrat from that state. And it was the RNC that helped defeat him.
Unbelievable.
Because they hold the purse strings and they only give to globalist candidates. So if you're wasting your money sending them to RNC, or any of the national presidential committees, or any of that, you're wasting your dollars.
All right. Well, thanks for the thoughts. I appreciate it. Great points. Got to go to the top of the hour. Thanks for the call, Carol. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the second hour. We'll be back in a couple minutes.